30-year-old Timothy Quinn is from here in Alston, Massachusetts, but he's lived in the Cairo area for 8 years after getting a master's degree in Middle Eastern Studies at American University there. A few nights ago, he found himself patrolling the streets of Giza, where he lives, carrying a PVC pipe for protection and to protect the neighborhood, one of those neighborhood watch groups, but he said that looting has stopped. Today, we reached him in the square, and he gave us an account there. Now, he has a T-shirt company. He's been giving out T-shirts. I asked him why he's doing that.
I made a T-shirt company based on not seeing good quality T-shirts about Egypt and Cairo. And there's a lot of pride here about Egypt and about Cairo, very much like Boston. And, you know, you see people from Boston traveling around the world, and they have their improper Bostonian, and they have their Red Sox and Celtics hat. And actually, I just saw a guy 5 minutes ago. I'm very Egyptian with a Patriots hat. So I thought I would try to attempt to do the same thing here.
And Tim, what's it like in the square?
Lots of people just kind of observing and being there. Lots of Egyptian flags, signs, almost all of them anti-Mubarak, just past us. Group, mostly, you know, Muslim scholars. We're doing some chants walking by.
Back here in Boston, you know, where you're from, we're hearing a lot on some of the airwaves about, you know, a lot of misinformation, how this is the Taliban, how this is largely an Islamist movement. They're going to restrict women's rights, for instance. What are you feeling there?
From what I have seen, there's groups of everybody. There's Christians, Muslims, men, women. There's a good amount of foreigners observing. So, no, I wouldn't say that this is the Taliban at all. This is a totally different milieu.
Timothy, how are you viewed as an American? Because we've heard that there is some anger at the American government.
I'm fine. I can pretty much, if anything is, they get too anti-America, I try to, you know, put things in perspective.
What is their complaint about America? That it backs the Mubarak government?
Just foreign policy in general.
Yeah.
It's not so much local, it's more regional. You know, it's what's going on in Afghanistan and in Iraq and in Palestine.
Now, the military has said they will not fire on protesters, but still, this isn't over. Do you feel safe?
Yes, I feel very safe. Actually, this has been probably the most well-organized event that I've attended on any type of major scale in Egypt.
That's Timothy Quinn. He's from Alston, Massachusetts, but he's been living in Cairo for 8 years, running a business there. Tim, best to you.
It's been a pleasure.